Avram ben Avram converted in the times of the Vilna Goyim. He was like a Talmud of the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim was machshev him very much, mechavim him very much. Anyway, his father was a Christian. He was a practicing Christian. And when they found out that one of the children converted to Judaism, it was punishable by death. And they caught him. And because his father was such an important person, they really didn't want to do this. His father was one of the most wealthy men in Europe, if not the most. He was considered like, well, when people would talk about, like, you'd ask him, let's say, how much do you want for that? How much do you want for that pot? It was like 50 rubles. 50 rubles? What, you think I'm like Potoski? You think that his father was the epitome of a wealthy man, an influential man. Happens to be he was nice to the Jews, the father. So that's kind of like why Avram ben Avram had this thing about the Jews. He got into the Jews and he was Megayer, became Jewish. They gave him an opportunity. They said, listen, if you just renounce your Judaism and you just embrace, once again, your Catholic roots, we'll give you a stay. That's not normal. Usually they just kill him on the spot. And he said, no. He was going to die. Not only that, the Vilna Goyim even offered to save him with all different types of mystics. He said, no. They were taking him out. They burned him at the stake. And so the story goes that the Vilna Goyim told him, when you go, you should run towards the stake. Because there's a mitzvah, there's reason, makdim in the mitzvahs. You're going to do a mitzvah. It's going to die al kiddush Hashem. What do you do when you go to a mitzvah? You run. A person's not supposed to run on Shabbos, but to shul, you're allowed to run. Because a person's, there's an inyan of, that's the reason my deal is. So the Goyim told him to run. I was talking to Rabbi Erlinger tonight, and he was telling me about his grandfather. His grandfather was in the Holocaust, and he was in a hospital. And the Nazis were about to burn down the hospital. And they knew it. So he told his Talmidim, I want you to jump out the window and escape. He was bedridden. He couldn't escape. It wasn't going to happen. But he said, before you run out, I want you to move me to the middle of the hospital, because when they burn down the building, I want them to burn me down last. Why does he want to be burnt down last? She wanted to be burnt down first. The reason makdim on the mitzvahs. So it's perhaps we have a machloikas. Perhaps we have a machloikas. When it comes to dying al kiddush Hashem, do we say Zeriza Makdim on the mitzvahs, yes or no? I don't know what your Hashkaf Rishonah. Mine is try to stay alive. That would be my Hashkaf Rishonah. The Goyin says no. The Goyin says if you know you're going to die, jump in. Run into the mitzvah with Zrizus. Zeriza Makdim on the mitzvahs. It's interesting, but on this kid, there is no Bechaybehem over here. I mean, the Shah is exactly what, because it's I'll see, they're asking him to do Avodah Zarah, whatever it is. Yeah, that's going to be part of the Shiloh over here. Part
of it might have been like a Gromo.
What?
Gromo might not be Al Kiddush Hashem. The fire in the hospital might have been like a Gromo.
I'm not sure. They died Al Kiddush Hashem, for sure. It's considered they died Al Kiddush Hashem, for sure. Maybe they...
They weren't killed Al Kiddush Hashem.
It wasn't their choice. They didn't have a choice. No. Anyway, perhaps this Machloikas is turning into another Machloikas. The other machlekes is when a person dies al kiddush Hashem, does he make a bracha? Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvos V'Tzivanu L'Kadosh Shmoy B'Rabim. Do you make a bracha when you die al kiddush Hashem? The person make a bracha or not?
It's not
stuck.
You don't make a bracha.
What?
Stop telling you. You can't kill yourself.
Yeah, but you know you're about to die al kiddush Hashem. You're saying what happens if you don't die? So you have a problem with Brachel Batella. It's going to be like, no, someone kill me. No. He's got to wait. Yeah. So, Lemaisa, it's a machlekes. Dachsuch mir the goyin paskins, you make a bracha. And Avram ben Avram, the ger tzedek, made a bracha. Nishnor dem, he made a bracha, but there was only one yid that was there when he made that bracha. Anyone know who that was, aside for the rabbis in the crowd? It was the Yusei B'Shorish Avoida of Alexander Ziskind. I'm going to say Zusha Ziskind. And he said Amen. And the Goyin said if there would have been 10 people there to say Amen, Mashiach would have come. The Goyin thought this is a major deal. But it's a machlekes whether or not you say the Shlach Kodesh says you do make a bracha. And the Ram Shik argues you don't make a bracha. So we have to understand what's the nature of this dying Al Kiddush Hashem. Somehow Thursday night shiur always ends up with dying, with killing, dying, and all that type of stuff. It's very, very interesting. I don't know why we're getting into these things, but okay, fine. So here we go. It starts, we're going to start all the way back with what happened by the Akedah. By the Akedah, Avram almost slaughtered his son. He was this close to killing his son. So therefore, when Baruch Hashem, in the nick of time, the last minute, he was saved. It says Avram went back to Be'er Sheva. Why did he go to Be'er Sheva? It says the Rambam went to Be'er Sheva to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what? Because of the fact that his son was not killed. Because it was Ira Loi Nes. Lohoidia al Nesoi, to give thanks to the miracle that his son was saved. What does it sound like? Avram Avinu is happy that his son did not die al Kiddush Hashem. It almost sounds like he gave Hoidah, or he said Ben Shgoimel. And there are those of the opinion that Avram Avinu Ben Shgoimel. The Chidah brings an opinion that says Avinu Ben Shgoimel on the fact that his son was saved. Yeah. However, and that's what it sounds like from the Ramban. However, the Chidah says that maybe not. Maybe shouldn't bench go. What happened? There was an opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. There's an opportunity right now for Yitzchok to die Al Kiddush Hashem. He lost the opportunity. And I myself troubled. I'm troubled by this. If you're supposed to make a bracha, so then what happens? A bracha levatola. What taka happens? Did he make a bracha Yitzchok of beforehand? I don't know exactly what happened over there, because it's mamash at the last second. I'll kopan him. So says the Chidah, maybe you shouldn't bench goyim out. You lost an opportunity to die Al Kiddush Hashem. It's a mitzvah to die Al Kiddush Hashem. So you bench goyim out because you lost the mitzvah.
You bench goyim because you went in near-death experience. What does that have to do with
that? So it sounds like that you're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kilo, you're happy with the outcome. HaGoyim, Shegumalani Kol Toiv. This is not Kol Toiv. You lost the mitzvah. This is Kol Toiv. You lost the mitzvah.
But you
gain much
more. What? You gain much more mitzvah.
So... this right now, what happened? You're right. It's an interesting thing. Why would we say that a person he lost an opportunity? He's gonna get many more mitzvahs able to occur later. But Lemaisa right now, he has in front of him an opportunity, Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, which Rabbi Kiva said his whole life he was waiting for this. Right, this is the highest level of mitzvah a person can do. It's to die Al Kiddush Hashem. He lost out on a chance to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Because my whole life was looking to die Al Kiddush Hashem. He had this opportunity and he lost it. You bench Goyim for that? So listen to this.
Maybe that's why I'm wrong. Maybe the bracha not
Yitzchak. Ah, so it's very interesting. Avram is benching Goyim or Yitzchak is benching Goyim. We said Avram gave thanks, but it wasn't. Maybe in a Chalami, Yitzchak didn't give thanks because Yitzchak lost his opportunity to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Avram wasn't going to die on Kiddush Hashem anyway. So I'm not sure if it's arrived from the Ramban, because we're saying Avram gave Hoidah or bench Goyimah. Now Yitzchak, maybe Yitzchak ain't a Chalami. Says David, maybe Yitzchak didn't bench Goyimah. So listen to this, everybody. So this is Maridik. Here goes. We're going to try to get to the Machloikas. What would you say the Halacha is? You got Reuven, you're watching right now. There's Reuven and a guy. The guy is forcing Reuven to do an Avera. The guy is forcing Reuven to do an Avera. And you could stop it. Should you stop it? This is like a dumb question.
Yes.
Of course you should stop it. The guy is going to force Reuven to do an Avera. Should you stop it?
Of course.
But what happens if in order for me to stop it, I have to do Chil Shabbos? Now let's get it straight. Is Reuven doing anything wrong right now if he's being forced to do an Avera? No. I'm going to do Chil Shabbos in order to stop Reuven from doing a not-so-real Avera, because he's allowed to do it. Should I be Mechal Shabbos to do that? No. This is brought down in Halacha. It's brought down in the Ramah. Misha roitze lo oinzo shiyavra aveira gedoyla. Ein mechal lov Shabbos kedei la'atziloi. Someone's coming to get to do a big aveira, but you're not mechal Shabbos to save him. But hear this.
Shabbos?
Listen, so you gotta hear this. Listen. Listen to this. Listen to the shayla, okay? Here it goes. What happens if you have over here that you're watching, you're a witness. There's a guy standing here and he has two electric wires. And he tells a yid, if you don't bow down to Avodah Zarah, I'm going to electrocute you. And I'm going to kill you. Now, you know this yid. He's a very pious Jew. What's he going to do? In the face of Avodah Zarah, what's he going to do? What's he going to do? Is he going to do the Avera? No. What's he going to say? Go ahead. Kill me. Now, you're watching this happen, and you're standing right now by the fuse board. You can flip this fuse. Now, we're going to avoid the question of whether or not electricity is midyaraisa, chil Shabbos. Let's say it's a chil Shabbos involved, okay? You could stop it. You could save his life. You could save his life right now by just doing a chil Shabbos, just going pop. And then the guy can't do anything. Should you stop him? And by being Mechal Shabbos. Yes. Should you stop it by being Mechal Shabbos? What? Sachar is the fascist. Is this open shut?
No, because otherwise Rebbe wouldn't be asking.
Is this open shut? What do you say? This is obvious. You got a guy, he's about to kill a Jew. He says, if you don't bow down to Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. The Jew's going to say, okay, kill me. He's about to do it. You could stop him right now. Just flip a switch. Should you do it? Yeah. Open shot, right? No. Listen to the Mishnah Berura. Says the Mishnah Berura. Ah, however. Im hakfiyah hoya be'echad migimel averus Avodah Zarah gilareshu chazdamim. V'hu mishayer, and he's estimating. Sha'anenas yimtzer atzel amitzo. The person there is going to say, kill me. B'shvil zeh. What should you do? Efshar? Litzarech lechalel? Kidei shelo yover lezeh. Maybe you should be mechal Shabbos. Maybe, says the Mishnah Berurah. Efshar means maybe yes. And what does it also mean?
Maybe no.
Maybe no. Now, let's get back into the scenario. There's a guy right here. The guy's about to kill him. He says, bow down to Avodah Zarah. I won't do it. Okay, I'm going to kill you. And then you're standing there and you flip the switch. And then he goes and he doesn't kill him. Do you know what the Jew's going to do? If he's Lamashal Avram Ben Avram? He says, why just flip the switch? I was just about to die. Kiddush Hashem. What did you do to me? You just messed me up. I made a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem mekal Hashem shemayim v'rabim. You messed me up. I was supposed to die on Kiddush Hashem. I was going to go straight to Gan Eden, Doylam Haba, and all that. And now because of you, I didn't die.
That's in a case where it's impossible to have any other option to get out of it.
What do you mean? No, I don't have any other option.
He's going to shut the fuse off. We'll save his life.
Yeah, but so the shaila is, should he be Mechal El Shabbos? And a chanami, but over here, this person is in a situation of being mekadosh shem shemayim. He could be mekadosh shem. He could die al kiddush Hashem. So you're stopping him from dying al kiddush Hashem. So is it the right thing to stop him to die al kiddush Hashem? He has an opportunity. Rabbi Kiva says, "I've been waiting my whole life for this." Rabbi Kiva says, "I'm waiting my whole life to die al kiddush Hashem, and you took it away from him."
Why is that to be
sure?
I can't
see this. What?
Maybe I should walk
to Ramallah.
Should run through Ramallah.
No, it's question. Is it mutter to do? For sure, mutter to save him if you can save him. But over here,
I'm trying to look. By the switch right here.
Not just did we take away his mitzvahs, but we also
what?
Let him die.
Take away was mutter to finish already. Was he kind of mitzvah already?
Oh, so I think that maybe there's no bracha levatolah because he's mekadosh shem shemayim, but he didn't die al kiddush Hashem.
Turn that on.
So I see
the
okay, Rabbi Sai.
Belagon says that if you need to think of that you put yourself in the mindset that I'm willing to do this, you think that I am going to do this, then it counts that you actually got the answer for that. That's
fine. He's not saying you're going to go to Olam Haba with the people that die like Kiddush Hashem.
Says it's as if
okay, let's leave Rabbi Elimelech for now. We'll deal with that. We'll deal with that in a different time. Yeah. What? What did you say? So that's part of the question over here, I guess, is the mitzvah of dying al Kiddush Hashem. Is the pshat the mitzvah of dying al Kiddush Hashem is that there is no din v'chai b'hem? And over here the Torah is saying, Adarabba, you should die al Kiddush Hashem? Or it's that over here, we don't allow you to be over the Aveira in order to die. But it's not that we want you to die. Avada, we'd rather that you live. But over here, we don't have a choice. So that's possibly part of the Shaila. Do you make a bracha, be makadosh shem shemayim? Make a bracha when you're dying al Kiddush Hashem? Because this is something that's considered to be that you're something that you want to do, you're running to do, and therefore a person is stafka looking to die al Kiddush Hashem. It's like it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Or it's something that when you have no other option, so then you're left that you have no choice. But not that it's something that we're like looking to do. The chayra, this is going to be part of the shiloh over here of what exactly should he do when when a person's in a matzav of dying al Kiddush Hashem. Now the maisa, it's possible that the whole discussion of the Akedah is perhaps very different. Maybe Yitzchak, maybe there was really no whole thing of dying Kiddush Hashem, this whole thing wasn't true. Because what did Hashem really tell Avram in the first place? Did Hashem tell him to shecht his son? What did Hashem tell him? Lahalehu. What does Lahalehu mean? Put him on the Mizbeach. Now Avram Avinu thought, why am I putting him on the Mizbeach? Obviously because I'm going to shecht him. Hold on a second. I'm going to shecht him. But the original tzivoy, perhaps, was never really to shecht him. So was Yitzchak ever really in a situation where he should have been killed? No. So when we were saying ki'ilu, like there was a death sentence, and then the last minute he was saved, then maybe ask the bench goyimo. But this whole thing was just a misunderstanding. It was never really a death sentence. It wasn't really true. Hashem never really wanted Yitzchak to be shechted. Avram thought that when Hashem told him, put him up on the altar, he means, well, yeah, then I have to shecht him. And at the last minute, Hashem told him that's never really what I meant. So the whole thing, so I'll give you an example. Okay? I have there was a friend of mine who was going through testing, and he was told that it's very possible that he has a lethal condition and that his life is in danger. And they have to do more testing. After more testing, they discover that he doesn't. Does he have to bench Goimo?
I drove through a highway once, and right after I drove, like and half hour later, rocks fell on that highway.
Yeah.
Do I have to bench Goimo?
Same thing.
Well, of course not.
It's a similar type of thing. I think it's even more than that. Over here, there was never really a threat. I thought there was a threat. I was nervous there was a threat, but it was never really a threat. He had certain symptoms, and the whole thing wasn't true. It was whatever symptoms was. Either you have a stomach ache, or you have a life-threatening disease. Okay, we did the test. You don't have a life-threatening disease. Okay, do you have to bench Goyim? No. So over here also, Yitzchak was never really in danger. They thought that Yitzchak was supposed to be shecht. It wasn't really true. So maybe that's why he didn't bench Goyim. That's a different thing. However, saw here, it's brought down the following thing. The someone by the name of the Baal Chazoin Nochum had a dream. And in the dream, the father of the Chidah came to him in a dream. This is what it says over here. The Sefer Eitzer Place Atoyu. And he asked him a question. He asked him, did Yitzchak bench Goyimo? Did Yitzchak bench Goyimo? And he said, that his father didn't answer anything to him in his dream. However, he told him the following two things. Afterwards, when he woke up at Kitzer, he told him the following things. He said, first of all, he didn't bench Goyimo. Why not? Because that anything that would have been done, the mitzvah Hashem l'kayim dvar melech v'dosso, ein avarach en ha-goyimo. In other words, if he was going to die, al kiddush Hashem, so then, you don't bench Goyimo for that. Because he was Adarav, he was doing Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem. So like we said, if you would have made a bracha in order to die on Mitzvah Hashem, you're not going to bench Gaimel for missing out on a mitzvah. Then he says another svar. The svar is as follows. Really, he says, Yitzchak doesn't bench Gaimel because you only bench Gaimel if you don't die. What happens if you die and come back to life? Then do you bench Gaimel? No.
Yes.
We have these stories, by the way, if you see them in there's a in Hidabrut or other any type of, like, you know, if you wanna, you know, these all these organizations that have this person that he died and then his neshama went up to Shemayim and he came back down, right? Well, guess what? According to the Alkut Shemoni, that's what happened to Yitzchak. The Alkut Shemoni says not that he shechted, that's another thing. It says once the knife came to Yitzchak's neck, his neshama left. And when Hashem said, Atashlech Yodcha El Anar, his neshama came back. So he says, Yitzchak didn't bench Goyma. You know what Yitzchak benched? Baruch Ato Hashem, Mechayim Esim. He benched Mechayim Esim. Because he taka died. It's a different bracha. It's a different bracha. It's a bracha Mechayim Esim. So Yitzchak didn't bench Goyma because you only bench Goyma if you don't die. But if you die and come back to life, then you don't bench Goyma. Rabbi, so I'll leave you with this. The Ramshik asks a question. His question is, how could you say you bench Goymel in a case, I'm sorry, how could you say you make a bracha when a person is dying al Kiddush Hashem? We discussed, do you make a bracha or not al Kiddush Hashem? The Goyim told Avram ben Avram to make a bracha. Avram ben Avram made a bracha when he died al Kiddush Hashem. How could you say that? There's a very famous medrash. It's also a Gemara. The Gemara says, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim wanted to sing Shira. And what did Hashem say? My siyodai toivim bayom. My handiwork is drowning. Batemam from Shira. In other words, there's loss of life. How could you say Shira? So says the Ramshik, I don't get it. How could you make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when someone's dying? I don't make a bracha when someone's dying. So the Ramshik says, so then I don't understand how you can make a bracha. So perhaps the answer is as follows. Says the Sefer Eish Tamid, this is the following answer. Machari, this is Pashat. You have to know what the Ramshik asks is Kashat. When a person is choosing to die al Kiddush Hashem, so what's he doing right now when he dies? A mitzvah, asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah yisrael mitzvahanu l'kadosh shmoy b'rabim. I'm making a bracha on the mitzvah that I'm doing. But when the mitzrim died, did they choose to die al Kiddush Hashem? Were they doing a mitzvah when they died? They weren't doing a mitzvah. They were dying because they were being punished. Because they were bad people. So true, there was maybe Kiddush Shem Shemayim that came out of it. Malchum said, we'd like to sing Shira now. We'd like to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, you know, make a bracha right now. You can't do that. Because there's a terrible loss of life. Because this loss of life is a tragedy. Because they are making bad choices. So therefore, you can't sing Shira. But when a person chooses to die al Kiddush Hashem, he's making good choices. That's not a tragedy. That's a simcha. At Kama, as we're telling, the Vilna Goyen told Avram ben Avram to run to go die al Kiddush Hashem. So it's not a tragedy. Andrav, it's a mitzvah. So you can make a bracha. If the people that are dying are dying because they made bad choices, the mitzvah are being punished. So true, there's tremendous covet of Shemayim because we see the mitzvah are getting what they deserve. But that's a tragedy. The mitzvah have to be punished. We wish this wouldn't have happened. But when a person chooses to die Kiddush Hashem, Adarabha, if you hold that he's supposed to run to do the mitzvah, and if he does the mitzvah, not only that, it could be you're not supposed to stop him doing the mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Let him die Kiddush Hashem. He wants to die Kiddush Hashem. He's making a great choice. Allow him to go straight to Shemayim. That's part of that's an opportunity that a person has to go straight to Gan Eden. It's not a value, you can make a bracha. So our boy site, we came out with the following thing, just for a little review. We had over here a shaila of whether or not, if a person is dying Kiddush Hashem, should he run towards it? Should he do zrizus to do it or not? We said basically it seems to be a machlokes. Similar machlokes said Avram ben Avram was told by the goyim yes to run. Said it's the chayr. Similar machlokes, do you make a bracha or not? Is it like a bracha? Is the person is like he was celebrating the fact that I'm able to die on Kiddush Hashem? Is dying on Kiddush Hashem considered to be something that is the optimal, or really we'd much rather save our life? We have no choice. We're left without options, so we have to die on Kiddush Hashem. But we should die the last minute possible. A person doesn't want to leave this world, and therefore really we have the chayv mehem try to stay alive. Or no, when you have an option, you have an opportunity for Kiddush Hashem, so that's the optimal. This seems to be a machloikas, whether or not you make a bracha Kiddush Hashem or not. We had two shitas. The Shlah says you make a bracha. The Ramshik says you don't make a bracha. Similarly, we had a shaila in this week's parasha when Yitzchak was saved from dying on Kiddush Hashem. Did he bench Goimel? Bench Goimel? He just lost an opportunity to die on Kiddush Hashem. Maybe yes, but Lamaisa, now he's alive. So we had a similar type of shaila. Can another person, a bystander, be Machal Shabbos if someone's about to die on Kiddush Hashem? What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Efshar. What's Efshar? Efshar is maybe yes, maybe not. The Chayra, the Efshar of the Mishnah Berurah is this shaila. Do we embrace dying on Kiddush Hashem? Or do we try to avoid dying on Kiddush Hashem? The Chayra, this is all the same shaila. We asked, how could you think you make a bracha when a person dies on Kiddush Hashem? What about Maisei Oda Tovim Bayom, Atem Amrim Shira? That's if there's Kiddush Hashem coming from people making bad choices, Hashem is punishing them. That's for sure a tragedy. But if a person makes a good choice and he dies on Kiddush Hashem, that's something to celebrate. The Goyin says, jump in. Jump in. So Rabbi Yisai, Rabbi Kiva said his whole life he was waiting that he should have an opportunity to die on Kiddush Hashem, which it's a little bit challenging, but when a person lives like in Olam Haba, he lives like he's thinking about Olam Haba, it's like not, life is not about this world, so then he's able to do that. So as Yosef Bentley mentioned, really we should all try to get ourselves in that type of mind frame. Whenever you say "V'haftas Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha u'v'chol nafshecha," I love Hashem with my entire heart. What is a person supposed to do? He's supposed to think for himself for a moment. What would be if I'd be in that situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my life would be on the line for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Would I do it or not? If a person can somehow envision that, so then it's as if he himself gave over his life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll get, for sure, tremendous amounts of schar, as it says in the Noyim Elimelech, and Bez Hashem will be Zoicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Gula Shleim of Meher V'Yameinu, Amen.
Amen.